This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. An Independence County man was killed early Tuesday evening around 7:45 in a one-car crash near Sulphur Rock. Independence County Deputy Sheriff Billy J. Kroom, in his written report, said 29-year-old Teddy Ray Daigle was traveling south on Holcomb Cemetery Road when he lost control of his 1999 Mercury Sable. Kroom said a witness, Thurman E. Talley, who lives in the 1600 block of Holcomb Cemetery Road, said he saw Daigle's vehicle traveling at a high rate of speed when it passed his house. Talley told Officer Kroom that he estimated the vehicle could have been going as much as 100 miles an hour. Talley said the vehicle became airborne in front of his residence and then Daigle lost control upon landing. Kroom reported that Talley said that then he couldn't see much after that because most of the accident was then concealed by dust. The vehicle was found off the roadway on its top. Officer Kroom said Daigle was ejected through the driver's door window. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The victim's address is listed as 1375 Old Stoner Road. Voters in Newport have approved by a 3-to-1 margin extending a half-cent sales tax to support economic development efforts. The tax was approved in a special election yesterday by a vote of 592 for to 176 against. Newport Economic Development Commission Executive Director John Chadwell told the Jonesboro Sun that the tax allows the Northeast Arkansas city to compete for industry and businesses. The tax was first passed in 2002 and would have expired next year. The extension of that tax includes a provision calling for its expiration in 10 years. A missing Mountain View woman has been found, and she's safe. Authorities say 78-year-old Mary Trantham Adkins, who suffers from Alzheimer's, was found late last night in Ripley County, Missouri. Ms. Adkins had been missing since around 3 p.m. Monday afternoon when she left in her car from Mountain View to, quote, go shopping in Batesville, unquote. So far, no word on how she ended up so far from home. Ripley County, Missouri is located in the Ozarks of southeast Missouri. Its largest city is Donovan. It's located a few miles north of Pocahontas. The information's coming a lot faster this year. The Arkansas Department of Higher Education is set to announce how many students have been awarded lottery-funded college scholarships. The announcement will come at today's meeting of the Arkansas Lottery Commission. About 30,000 scholarships were awarded last year. And a two-vehicle accident in Van Buren County left a Clinton, Arkansas man dead early Tuesday morning. State police say 58-year-old Vonnie Lee Rex of Douglas Lane, Clinton, was killed when he was driving on Highway 124 and attempting to make a turn at the Gravesville cutoff intersection and turned in front of a vehicle driven by 28-year-old David H. Edwards of Carlisle. There were two other persons injured. They were 50-year-old Don Marie Taranto of Clinton and a passenger in Edwards' vehicle, 49-year-old Terry W. Colburn of El Paso, Arkansas. They were treated in local hospitals and transferred to Little Rock. An Arkansas town hit by a deadly tornado in April is getting more than $1 million for a safe room. FEMA says the funding will pay for most of the project to build a safe room at Bologna High School. Five people were killed and several buildings destroyed in that storm. The safe room can hold 1,150 people in case of a tornado. And speaking of tornadoes, many Joplin residents want that city, when it emerges after rebuilding from the May 22nd tornado, to include sidewalks, underground utilities, and walking and biking paths. About 200 people attended one of two public hearings yesterday that was conducted by the Citizens Advisory Recovery Team. The group is designed to gather information about what residents of Joplin and Duquesne want to include in their rebuilding. Others at the meeting suggested Joplin consider having two high schools and more public transportation. The team includes leaders of the business community, Joplin and Duquesne officials, and representatives from FEMA. The FEMA staff will organize the public's comments and hold another session in about 3 weeks to discuss the findings. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.